Hilchos Chanukah, we are in some in Tav Resh Ayin Aleph Sif Bet to about 275, moving on to page 276 today. We are in the middle of discussing the famous machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai about how many candles light, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We already saw last time that really Mikra Dedin is near Ushu Beito, the Mahadran is near Lechol Echad the Echad, and the Mahadran is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, according to Beis Hillel. That's the way we pass it Alech L'maisa. We saw strangely, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even bring down the first two shlavim yesterday in the thing. We left off with the machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. What is the way to do? How do we do? How do we light candles? Lamaisa. Do we say that Neri Shubeto is going back on the Mahajan? The Mahajan is going back on Neri Shubeto. Light the Shita of Tosfos, and therefore only one person, the Baal Bais, is going to light. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Or do we say it's going back on the Mahadran, that everyone gets a candle, but now the Mahadran is that everyone gets a candle, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And we said the Pashtus over here is that the Mechaber is passing like Shitas Tosfos, and the Ramah is passing like the Shita of the Rambam and the Berahete left off of the Kasha. We don't see this in other places. This is a very strange thing. So now when we understand this halacha a little better, we'll be able to answer the Berahete's problem over here, and we'll get really clarity on what's going on, especially in Shitas Ramah. Yes, it's true. Tosfos with Mechaber is definitely Shitas Tosfos. That 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 just going to be for the Baal HaBayis. He's going to write for the whole family, because if we have to remember, the Rambam itself was made, that was even the Minhag in Sfar. So that's not so strange. If that was already the Minhag in Sfar, as the Rambam says, that the Mechaber would paskin like such a thing. So let's keep that in mind also. Just to understand them, to really understand them, we understand what is behind Shitas Tosfos and the Rambam. And we remember yesterday, we said there's a Machlokas within Beis Hillel. Why he says to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Why is he has to go up? Is it either Keneged Yomima Yotzin? Is it in order to remember what day of Chanukah is? Every day of Chanukah, first night 1, second night 2, third night 3. Or is it because of Malin Mekodesh Ve'ein Morin? So comes some of the Achronim, and they write over here that is the Nakudas Machlokas between really the Tosfos and the Rambam over here. Of what's the reason of Beis Hillel? What's the reason of Beis Hillel? It's very glaring, and it's Beferish and Tosfos almost like this. Tosfos writes, the reason why we have to, only the Baal HaBayis does 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, only one menorah with doing that. Why? Is because the whole point when we do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, it's so it's nicker what night of Chanukah it is. Therefore, according to Tosfos, he says, if you would light one for every single family member, so imagine the third night of Chanukah, I don't know, there's 9 candles out there. So no one knows why there are 9 candles. Is it the 9th night of Chanukah? Or is it 3 people in the family? We have no idea. Once you light extra candles more than the night that there is, you lose the whole purpose of Nikr. It's not Nikr anymore what night of Chanukah is. Okay? The first night of candles is Chanukah. There's 2 candles. So one might think, what? It's the second night of Chanukah. Okay? But lo and behold, there's 2 people in the house, so there's no way of knowing. You lose that whole thing of Nikr according to Tosfos, and therefore he says you have to paskin like the Shita. That's why Tosfos says that's why we paskin like the Shita. Okay? You see over here, it's very makpid on Nikr. A nicker. It has to be nicker what night of Chanukah it is. However, says, I believe, the Gra and the Aruch HaShulchan, that Pshat in the Rambam is that because he passes Malin Mekodesh Ve'im Moridin. The whole purpose why we do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 is because of Malin Mekodesh Ve'im Moridin. And therefore, we don't care how he is. The more candles, even the better, possibly. More Malin Mekodesh. Okay? And therefore, you could have different family members, all with the amount of candles according to the family members over there. Okay? That is what's going on over here. Now, if we read back in the Ramah, you'll see, not like the Berahete, this is the Ramah, really. The Rambam? So look at over here. Number one, he says over here, that's fine. I mean, that's not really fine. What's different over here, according to the Ramah, than what the Rambam says? Number one, the Rambam is, if you look in the Rambam never said that everyone in the household lights candles. He only said was what? All he says, you light the amount of candles, can I get the people in the house? Let's match with the Rambam. The Baal HaBayis, the father of the house, would get up, and he would light the amount of candles that are probably for the whole household. It wouldn't mean that everyone would get their own menorah. So that's one difference. But then it's very glaring. You see over here that he's definitely not just the Rambam over here. Then he says, Vihizaru. You should be carefully toned, call echad v'echad. When everyone lights their candles, they roast a makom yuchad. Everyone should have a makom yuchad to put their candles. Kedei shiyeh heker kama neros madlikin. In order that there's a heker of how many candles you are lighting. What do you see from the end of the Ramah over here? That he's also trying to chap in Shitas Tosfos. He's both. He wants to be the Rambam Tosfos. It's a big chiddush that he can get in both at the same time. But it's Beferish in the Dark Emotion, I believe, from Avraham Miprag, that he's trying to get in both Shitas over here. He is machmer for both Shitas. Because over here he says, you get in the Rambam according to the amount of people going in the household. So that's similar to the Rambam. It's not exactly the Rambam because he's letting everyone light candles. That's his own, already a chiddush. That's the minhag. Okay? However, he says everyone should have a makom miyuchad. You should be able to differentiate between the candles so that everyone sees it doesn't look like there's six candles over there on the second night when there's three people lighting, because it looks like the sixth night of Hanukkah. Rather, each one should have their own place. So you see that it's two, two, and two, that everyone's going to know it's the second night of Hanukkah, and therefore he's copying both shitas over here, and that really is Shitas Harama. That is really Shitas Rama over here to chop in both sheets. And therefore the bear hate does not exist. It's not so crazy that the Mechaber Paschal like Shitas Tosfos, because that's really benign, that's the minhag of Svarad anyways, as the Rambam mentions. And it's not so crazy that the Rama Paschal like Shitas Rama, because it's not exactly the Rambam. It's not the Rambam at all. Okay? It's slightly like Shitas Rambam, but it's also cutting in Shitas Tosfos over here, and therefore it's not such a besides the point, there's a place in Hilchos Pesach that we Paschal and by Dalet Kosos, how many brachos to make on Dalet Kosos, that over there the Ramah passes like the Rif and the Mechaber passes like the Rush. Okay, so you have other places also that there might be a phenomenon like this where they pass in like different shitas. Okay, you see this also very glaring in Bir Halacha Dibra Maslo V'Yizaru. Dibra Maslo V'Yizaru, he says over here, what does he say? He says, if you're careful to have a nicker, the candles in different places. Okay? Get into this, then Tosos is going to agree that you can light more candles. Okay? Is that so posh in Tosos? I would imagine not everyone would agree with that. But the Ramah says it, and here we have the Bar Loch is fleshing it out in the Ramah, that he's copying in also Shitas Tosos over here. Very, very beautiful over here. And that's how we do Halach Lamaisa. We all know that's what we do. According to B'nai Ashkenaz, they go, everyone in the family goes ahead and lights their own menorah. Okay, and therefore that's what we do. That's what we do. Okay, there's a lot of kashas on this minhag. How does the second person make a bracha? Really, only the Baal HaBayis was supposed to light all the candles. Okay, everyone makes their own bracha. That's the minhag. The minhag is everyone who lights their own candles, makes their own brachas. Okay, it could be though. It could be when everyone lights their own, the second and third and fourth, should have specifically in mind not to be yotzei with the Baal HaBayis, with his brachas, in order that they could go ahead and make their own brachas. Okay. This inyan of doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whether according to the Mechaber or according to the Ramah, this is a very, very important inyan. Mahajim Nahajim. So much is this important of an inyan that the Mishnah Berurah points out in Siv Katan Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Zayin says this inyan is even more important than what? Than having Shem and Zayis. We all know that the best type of mitzvah is to use olive oil instead of, let's say, wax candles. However, says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Siv Katan Zayin, let's say oil is very expensive. And wax, that's all expensive. So let's say you have two choices. Either you make Mekayim the Mahadrin of using Shem and Zayis and just do one candle every night. I can do one candle every night of Shem and Zayit, but at least I'm doing Shem and Zayit. Or I can do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, let's say with wax candles right now. Mekayim. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mashemin ubiyoker. Mutav lahadik v'neiros shaiva v'leo mosif v'holich. It's better to use wax candles and be mosif v'holich and do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 than to use Shem and Zayit. Nowadays, Shem and Zayit is not that expensive. You can Mekayim both of them, but if you had a choice, this is even more important than using Shem and Zayit. Very good. That's what goes on over here. Halacha lemaisa. One more thing before we move on. A very important then is, where do women fall in terms of halakas neiros Chanukah? So bear with me over here. You would say the pashas over here, you read the Rambam, you read the Ramah, women should be lighting candles. Why not? They're also b'nei habayis. Children should be lighting candles. It sounds like everyone, according to you, count the amount of people in the house, and that's the amount of candles that should be going up. So it sounds like women should also go ahead and light candles. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here in Siv Katan Tes. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Tes says, V'yesh omri to kol echad, he says, levad mi ishto tehi kegufo, except for one's wife, Because we say ishto kigufo. Okay, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah over here. That by a woman, we say by the wife, we see say ishto kigufo, and therefore she would not light candles. That's the shita of the Mishnah Berurah. But what comes out over here, it sounds like that's only by married woman. Sounds like if it's not a married woman, the daughters. Okay, for sure, if they're over by mitzvah, last time they could be chinuch, they sound like they should be lighting candles. However, there is another Mishnah Berurah, Simin Tafresh Ayin Hey, Siv Katan Tess. Tafresh Ayin Hey, Siv Katan Tess. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a different achron on the Olas Shmuel. The Olas Shmuel over there, and he paskins not like this. He says over here a different svara. He says, V'ayin B'tshuvas Olas Shmuel, on page 288, right before it gets wide. An isha does not have to light. They're tafel to the anashim in this mitzvah. Doesn't mean that women are less than men. In this mitzvah, they're tafel to the anashim, which is interesting because we saw before that they're part of the ikar mitzvah, the Ramah, right? From Yehudis to chop you off the hegemon's head. Okay, what exactly Pshat in the Olas Shmuel, the Achronim stand a lot of hard time trying to deal with? What does it mean that they are Tfelos LaNashim? In Halicha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman quoted over there in Perek Tet Zayin, Ha'ara Dalad, he doesn't understand this Olas Shmuel, what's going on? Why are they Tfelos LaNashim in this mitzvah? Rav Shlomo Zalman does not know. So there's other Terutzim also, Rav Nevinsal brings down over here, just hold on over here. Look what Rav Nevinsal brings down, Mashem the Chasim Sofer, it's not going to be so popular. And the day that a woman was defeated, and so over here it could be over here it makes sense, but over here it says Chatuba Chasim Sof. It says Chasim Sof is a shatam who mishum shasarich lahadik bepetach bechutz. When the halacha is that really you're supposed to light candles outside. Says the Chasim Sofer, the Ein Zabederach Tznius, that's not Sanua. She taints him, Petra, base of Lahadik for a woman to be forced to go outside her house to go ahead and light candles. Shari Kol Kvodo Bas Melch Pnima. We hold Kol Kvodo Bas Melch Pnima, the covet of a woman is inside. Okay? What that means exactly, how to define those terminologies in terms of the modern world like that, we're not getting into this right now, but that's what the Chasim Sofer has, is definitely an inning. What's going on over here does not mean that a woman is not allowed to leave her house ever. It doesn't mean that she's not this, she leaves her house. It means what the Chasim Sofer is saying over here is that we can't force a woman. We can't make mechai woman, you must go out of your house. Okay? And therefore, they're not part and parcel of lighting candles outside. That is what the Chasim Sofer brings down. This also, Rav Shlomo Zalman did not find to be pashut shot over there in that same aura. He does not like it so much. He then goes ahead and gives his own teretz, which does not seem so excited about. But that, in the end, is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, and that is the minug in many, many families, that the women do not light candles. Married woman, not married woman. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, whether you like it or not. However, there are other minhagim. There are definitely other minhagim. Mikrei Kodesh, Sefer Mikrei Kodesh, that's the green Sefer Perek Ten Harabeis, quotes from Soloveitchik, who disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah over here, and he does not think that as Pashup Shad, he thinks the Pashup Shad is like the Pashtus of the Roma, as we said before, that just like women, that just like men white, women like, and not only single women, also the married woman. He felt that the married woman should also be lighting, and therefore in Soloveitchik's home, his wife lit candles, and so too, imagine many of you saw that your mothers lit candles also, and there is sources for it in halacha. It's not Reform Judaism. There is source in halacha since the end of the day that it is the pashtus. Yes. For us, that is pointed out is that the Olas Shmuel says einu tzarich lahadlik. It sounds like if they want to choose to light, they wouldn't be allowed to. The Olas Shmuel, at least the Olas Shmuel, meaning the one in suffering tafresh ayin hey. The married woman sounds like the Mishnah Berurah would sound better than not to light, but it sounds like the single girls would have a chance would have the right to light even according to the Mishnah Berurah. That is also a fair ha'ara. Also, so at the end of the day, whatever your family's minhag, that is fine. The Mishnah Berurah says they should better not to light, or they don't have to light it, at least others say that they should go ahead and light candles. Hold off the question, we'll take it at that. Okay, here we go. Let's go on now from Sif Bet and move on for a couple more things. Near Sheesh Lo Shtei Pios. If you have a candle that has two wicks to it, you have one candle with two wicks to it, Kol Psila Olo Bishvil Near Echad. Sorry, Olo Lo Bishvil Shnai. So therefore, it's going to count as two candles. Somehow they have a two-wick candle that it's not going to come, the wicks are not going to combine, therefore it's not going to be one flame. It's going to be two flames coming out of the same thing. That works for two different people. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, he says, V'ayin b'magin avin sh'daidu, sivkadin yud beiz, sivkadin, this is the second line. That which we just said from the Ramah, that you need hecker, that it has to be clear that one, that the candles are separated. This person's got candles over here, this person's got a candle over here. This would not work with this halacha because it's not going to be nicker. It's going to look like it's coming from the same person. So lo yaglu shnei anashim b'ner echad, you should never have two people lighting from the same candle. Va'afilu b'layla rishon al yesh lezayir b'zeh. And therefore, even on the first night, you should be careful with this. The Ashar, though, says the Mishnah Berurah, and this I'll understand how Morin Rabin Ravitzal's psak in 1 second, I'll tell you it over. The Ashar dafka ner echad sheish l'rak shnei pios. Maybe this is only by one candle that has two wicks on it that they're very close together. Aval b'menorah shalanu, if you take one of our menorahs, sheish l'nchet pios, which is 8 places to put the candles. Motor la'avik shnei b'ni adam, zeh b'katzah zeh. One person on the first night of Hanukkah, two people on the first night of Hanukkah could use the same menorah. One will light on one side of the menorah, and one will light on the other side of the menorah. So you see over here, the Mishnah Berurah holds that is enough hecker, that's enough of a separation that it looks like two different people. So therefore, Moreno Rabbeinu Rebbeinu, I understand the Harer that he once told me, that I used to think, according to the Ramah, that means that everyone in the household must put their menorahs in different parts of the house. This person should put on this side of the house, this on that side of the house, if you're lighting inside. If you're lighting outside, you have to be very careful. But he says, tell me, once you're lighting in separate menorahs, that's already enough of a hecker to chop and shoot this tosfos. So you see it over here with the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, even by one menorah, as long as it's on two opposite sides of the same menorah, that's enough of a hecker. So Kal v'chomer, if you're using separate menorahs, that's already enough, even though you have them combined. I do think that if you're lighting in your window, well, if you're lighting your window, you're outside, sometimes if you put them into a straight row, especially when it gets later on in the Hanukkah, where the candles get very close together, it looks like a long row of a lot of candles, so you should try and make some type of separation so it's nicker, that you see it's different menorahs, and you can tell which night of Hanukkah it is according to Shita's Tosas. However, in the first night, let's say someone didn't have a chance to buy a menorah yet, he says, tomorrow I'll return you the candle, can I use your menorah tonight and I'll borrow a candle? That would be fine according to the Mishnah Berurah. One will light on one the right side, one will light on the left side of the menorah, and that's going to be fine. Let's just move on to Sif Dal. Says over here, this is a very, very difficult mechaber. Everyone has a problem with this mechaber when they do Hilchos Chanukah on their own. People have a hard time with it. It's like this. Mila ka'ara shemen. Imagine you have either a bowl of shemen, or even nowadays, let's say, yeah, so you have this long bowl filled with shemen, and you put just wicks inside of this bowl. Okay, you put 8 different wicks inside the bowl, but if you put 8 different wicks inside of the bowl, what's going to happen to them? They're eventually going to combine. It's going to turn into one big bonfire. They're not going to stay separated. They're going to end up combined. The fires are going to combine. So, Mila kar shemen v'kifa psilos, and you just put wicks around it. So, im kappa aleha kli. So, if you put a kli over each one, imagine, what does that mean? That means you put something over the wick that it's not going to combine with other things, going to separate it from other things. Imagine a menorah. Like, all this is saying is basically you have a menorah with 8 slats to put wicks, but all the wicks connect to the same bowl underneath of the oil. Okay, but each slot is going to keep separate. Okay, all the wicks go into one central location where it's going to be filled with shemen. That's going to be fine, says the Mechaber. In kapala kli kol psila ola bishvil near echad. Every psila is going to be its own separate candle. Lo kapala, but you didn't put these separate klis over each one. Afilu near echad ain ola. It's not even going to count as one candle. Vifishu kimedura, because it's not going to look like a candle. It's going to look like a bonfire. It's going to look like a torch. Okay, therefore it's not even going to last for. It's going to be used for one candle. V'lachein yesh lezay lamina neres b'shura b'shavu lo be'igol. You should put your candles in a straight line and not in a circle, because when saying in a circle, it's going to look like they're all going to combine. It doesn't look like different candles, they look like they're combined. You should put them equal. The Havik Medura. However, if Nevinsel says, Bishova, he says, near Lav Dafka, do it in Balachson of a Tzura Acheres. It doesn't have to be mamish in a straight line. It could be diagonal. It could be a little bit different. Kol Sheroin Kol Neres V'Nikr Shiad Laka Acha. So long as you can tell each candle in itself, that is going to be good enough to Mekayim this tin. You could light candles in a separate lamp. Okay, a little lantern. Like they used to have the lanterns with the candle inside. Each candle is going to be much separated from its friend. That's going to be totally fine over here. You have to be careful when you're making candles, even wax candles. You have to be careful when you use those wax candles. Sometimes one leans over and the other one's leaning the other way, and they end up combining and it looks like one candle. That's going to be a problem. That's only going to count for one nir. You have to make sure if you're using those wax candles that they're going to stay in their own place and they're not going to come to combine. Even when you're dealing with Neir Shabbos and Yontov, even though it's not halakas Neir Chanukah, however, by even Neir Shabbos and Yontov, you should also be careful with this din. Ad kan for today.